Greg Williams, I tell you what, he was an absolute star of the AFL. His resume is as long as my arm, but it includes 250 AFL games, Brownlows, Premierships, All-Australians, the whole kit and caboodle. And as with many sports people, his body did pay a price and he struggled since finishing his footy career. And he's trialling a great new product. Let's have a chat with him. Greg, welcome.
G'day, Mark. Steve, great to be on.
Hey, yeah, good to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about this. You had some trouble with your knee and you basically were told you're going to have a knee replacement, and you've tried this new treatment and it's worked pretty well.
Yeah, I did, Mark. I had too many kicks on my right leg.
Never had that problem.
No, I seriously had a bad right knee most of my career, but I had about 10 arthroscopes on my right leg. And I'm pretty much got the stage where I needed a replacement, but I saw an article actually last year. Andrew Walker from Carlton had a new treatment on his knee, which worked for him. And I rang him and got into the trial in November last year, and I'm feeling so much better.
Paradigm Biopharma is the name of it. It's for osteoarthritis. It's one of the most common forms of joint disease. Tell us how you're feeling now. How long did the trial go for? And tell us a bit about the business.
So you get two needles a week in your backside.
Straight in the clacker?
Yeah.
Geez, you had a fair clacker too, Dave. I reckon yours is bigger than Bix and mine.
Yeah, there's plenty of room to put a needle in, and did that for 4 weeks, and then pretty much straight away I just felt so much better. I had an MRI before it, which showed 4 or 5 white spots in the MRI where the pain was and the swelling and the irritation, but about a month after my treatment, like, there's no white spots. So, and my knee was so much, hardly any pain. It's like 90% better. Pain-wise, movement, no swelling. I didn't have to take any anti-inflammatories or painkillers anymore. And I'm just moving so much better now. And I'm playing a bit of tennis. I'm playing golf again. I'm riding. And, couldn't be happier. Pretty exciting.
How good's that? I take painkillers and anti-inflammatories when I fish. I've got a bung hip, Diesel. You put 105 kilo through one side, then the other. So this would be good for that. When's it on the market? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's in trial stage. It's about a year or so away.
Okay.
And Paradigm, the company, and they're actually listed and everything like that, but it really is going to be a cure for osteoarthritis.
Fantastic. Mm.
And I'm just excited and happy to tell everyone out there how good it's worked for me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people, like even your hip, but there's a lot of older people, ex-footballers, ex-netballers, it doesn't really matter. Mm. Osteoarthritis is a huge issue, and there's no cure, but I really believe that this really worked for me, and it's going to work for a lot of people.
Great. And I read, there was an article in The Australian today, and I was reading about it actually can be used on symptoms for bone bruising. So when football players, even players that are playing today, they have a fall or clash knees with someone else and they do bruise the bone, that there's a number of AFL coaches and players that have access to it as well. So it's going to have a lot of uses, one suspect, not just for past players, but for current players also.
Yeah, there was 5 or 6 AFL clubs at the moment using it. And even, I know, Carlton guys, if you get an ACL, which is not good, but they're actually treating the guys who have an ACL, and it helps to prevent osteo going forward and also helps their less swelling in their knee and helps the recovery as well. So AFL clubs are using it now.
It's going to be big. Greg, while we got you, how are you tracking with the litigation? I know you're not a plaintiff for this, but you are a backer for it. Tell us where you're at with all of that. I know Greg Griffin's a good mate of us here. Has he sent any writs into the federal court yet?
No, not yet. But Peter Jess said there's a lot more players than anyone thinks there is in regards to the legal against the AFL and stuff like that, which I'm not part of at the moment. I do support the concussion side of things. And like, the AFL have come a long way since I announced it, really, 3 or 4 years ago. And there's a lot of good things done, and there's a lot of things that need to be done still. So, yeah, it won't be long and there'll be something happening.
And you're working down at the Bombers. Tell us about your role down there.
Last year I worked at the Bombers as a skills coach, and it was real good fun. But this year, actually, I'm back in printing, so unfortunately they couldn't afford me this year, and I've had to move on.
What's the name of your business again? You've been in printing for years, haven't you?
Yeah, I saw you down at Moody's Docklands Press. I was with Dix this morning. We always catch up. But, back in the printing and, I'm going well. Doing a couple other things, property stuff and that. But, having a good time
good
over here.
Do you love the footy as well? You mentioned you were involved. And when you're involved, it's a bit of work. But do you like getting along and watching in the game, how it's played today?
Definitely. No, I'm still involved in Carlton. I get invited to things. The Swans still invite me now and then. And, I'll go to a few games. My daughter's mad Carlton. And grandkids Carlton as well. So, know, I'll go to a few games, enjoy it. And like I said, I had a great time last year at Essendon, and it was good just to get back in there and see how they do it these days.
What about AFLX? I reckon if you played that, you might have got 150 touches in 10 minutes, Diesel.
Yeah, no, AFL, seven aside.
Yeah.
I hope it all works. I'm sure it'll be a good game. I'm really not sure that much about it. I know, obviously, we've been watching the girls play, who have done a great job, and now we've got AFLX, so AFL everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Greg, great to hear the news that you are up and about and moving around and being able to do things like tennis and golf again. And like I said, I read that article today. It said you've lost about 90% of the pain that you had. That's
excellent.
Great news, and it's great news for anyone that suffers that there might be something on the horizon in the short term to be able to help them out. So thanks for having a chat, mate.
No, I appreciate it, Bix.
Hey, Deez, before we let you go, we just got a text from Mile End Office Furniture from a mate of mine, Gary McIntosh. He needs you to pay for his front tooth. You knocked out in the state game. All right?
Yeah, I did. I apologise for that. Sorry, Macca.
Hey, and get some advice. Baker Young Stockbrokers, great friends of our show, Alan Young or David Baker, that Paradigm Pharmaceutical, Bix, I need it. My hip's bung, mate.
Yes, indeed. Now, of course, we can't give recommendations, of course, about what stocks to buy. That's why ring the professional. Can I just read out a little bit of Greg Williams's resume? Because it is outstanding. He played 250 games, 100 for Sydney, over 100 for Carlton as well, and a few there for Geelong. Two Brownlow medals. He was the MVP from the AFL Players Association. Yep. Did that twice. He won a best and fairest at Geelong, one at Carlton. He was a Norm Smith medalist. He won a premiership in 1995. He was the All-Australian captain in 94. AFL Team of the Century, AFL Hall of Fame, Carlton Team of the Century, Sydney Team of the Century, and the Carlton Hall of Fame, along with the Sydney Swans South Melbourne Hall of Fame. EJ Witten medalist, captain of Victoria, two-time All-Australian.
Future legend, Bix.
Tell you what.
And I'm glad you read that out, because I love it when we get stars like Diesel on. You have to read that out.
And can I say, one of...
A future legend.
One of the most uncompromising players that I ever played on. And he quite literally...
He smacked you in the gob a couple of times.
He put the fear of God into you because he was tough and he was hard. And I remember as a young player I played on him and I was a little bit worried about my well-being, I must say. But when you look back now, to be able to play on one of the absolute greats of the game, what a pleasure.
Yeah. Well done, Diesel, our guest. You're still there, big fella?
I am. I was just going to say, when you read my record, you're probably better off to say what I haven't won.
Oh, geez.
I'll do that next time.
Mac will still knock your front tooth out. Good man.
All right, boys. Thanks.
Well done, mate. Good
Greg
stuff.
Diesel Williams. He's a legend. Well done.